This is Overdone. Information to help overscheduled families from NDSU Extension Service.
Hi, my name is Clayton Hilmert. I'm a faculty member in the Department of Psychology at NDSU. My research and studies focus on the effects of stress on health. Mindfulness that we're focusing on in psychology and what you're seeing talked about in major medical centers and hospitals that are incorporating mindfulness into their treatment plans are talking about non-judgmental focus on the moment. These days, the types of stress that we deal with often have to do with things that are going to be occurring in the future, things that already happened in the past. And so we have a tendency to not be in the moment, to be worrying about the future, to be ruminating about the past. And this is, we believe, one of the main reasons why we're stressed all the time. Financial problems, whatever's going on at work and not at home. People often bring home their jobs, any sorts of social conflicts they may have had. But in all of these cases, the person is not in the moment. I'm sure you've experienced times when you've, gotten in the car and driven somewhere and not remembered how you got there, or, how many people get in the shower in the morning and aren't even there in the shower. Their minds are elsewhere, thinking about what's going to happen the rest of the day, what happened yesterday. And so mindfulness really stresses learning how to be there in the moment. That's pretty much our condition these days, right? Is we've got so much going on and our minds have to keep up with it all, is what we feel like. But research has suggested that that's detrimental, that we would be better off if we were able to slow down and be in the moment at certain times, right? And so that's not to say that we need to be in this moment all the time, right? There are times when planning ahead is a good idea, right? When learning from the past is essential. So it's not about, ignoring the past and not thinking about the future. But for us, it's about being here, being in the moment more often than we are. There are actually exercises you can do. When I teach classes about mindfulness, I often bring up a story that I've read before about an author whose older brother, when he was a child, challenged him to go stand in the corner and not think about a white bear, right? So if you try that for a second, to try not to think about a white bear, you'll find that it's not so easy. Even though you want to not think about it, that white bear is going to pop up. And so the point of that exercise is to say, look, you don't have control over your mind all the time, right? Even though you don't want to, it does it anyway. And so what we want to do is we want to do exercises like you would exercise any muscle in your body, exercises with your ability to focus, to pay attention. And so the techniques we use involve basically sitting, being in the moment, focusing on something that is a constant, right, that you can count on always being there. And so most commonly what we will be focusing on is our breath, right, because it's always there and we can count on it to be there. And so that's where we begin with the exercises of learning how to focus, how to stay in the moment. Yeah, it's not going to be easy to just go ahead and flip a switch and be mindful. Like I said, it is like exercising any muscle, but it doesn't have to be in a yoga class. And often when I am teaching about mindfulness, I don't even like to use the word meditation because right. It seems to carry a lot of baggage with it for some people. And so this idea of it being an exercise, going to the gym to exercise your body, exercising your focus and your attention is just as important as going to the gym to exercise your body. And you need to make time for it. And then what I would do is find, a period of time where you can sit in a quiet place and be comfortable, of course, because you don't want to be shifting around. And then you would focus simply on the sensation of your breath as it passes the tip of your nose, or you can focus on your breath causing your belly to move, you know, as you breathe. But to pick a point like that, and then to just kind of focus on it and experience it. You know, you don't want to think too much about it. You just want to experience it in the here and now. And this is one of the first exercises you learn when you go through a mindfulness-based stress reduction workshop, is to how to focus carefully, and that's where I'd begin. After you train or work on, start working on training your ability to focus on a single point, you eventually learn how to broaden that focus. And so you can broaden it to all sounds that you that are available to you and just experiencing them. And so eventually you should be able to learn to be mindful while doing things like driving a car. Yeah. Focus. Having two young boys myself right now, 3 and 6 years old, I can tell you getting them to focus is a real challenge. But I'd say probably when they get older, you know, that's when if they've learned that you value being in the moment, hopefully they will learn to value that too. I don't know of a lot of research that's been done with mindfulness in children. I mean, because they're in a stage where they're developing natural abilities to focus. But I think just showing your children that you value being in the moment with them will be important. And it'll be important for parents, too. Speaking of my boys, when my first son was born and I was in the middle of a lot of research and work, I knew that it would be very difficult to be with him as often as you are with your child when they're young and to not have my mind be at work. And I knew that that was not going to be a good idea. So I actually employed this practice that I had been doing of being in the moment every time I was with him. So the exercise, instead of focusing on my breath now, I was focusing on my time or on him. And it really made a difference, for me at least, because now I do notice when I'm not in the moment with him, and that's when it's more likely that there's going to be tension or yelling because I'm being interrupted trying to get something else done. And so I found it really important to use this these focus techniques in order to really enjoy my time and cherish my time and not have distractions from my time with my children. And I hope that as he grows up, he sees that I do that and learns to value it as well. So research shows that families that spend more time together tend to be healthier, tend to be happier. And of course, you want that to be positive quality time. And the way to have that is to be with your family in the moment rather than with them and distracted where you're not even really with them. Notice times when you do like we talked about before, get in the car and get out and don't remember how you got there. Get in the shower and get out and don't even remember what the water felt like. There are a lot of times where people, I think, are not mindful. The problem is that being mindful means that you notice it, right? That's the practice, is just knowing when you haven't been or you're not being mindful. And so it's difficult to tell somebody who's not mindful to notice when they're mindful, because you need to be mindful to notice it. Right. And we all have our minds wander into positive, negative, you know, directions. But noticing it is really the first step to being mindful. There's a lot of resources in most communities these days where you can find mindfulness groups that'll teach you some of these skills. Here at NDSU, we have at least one at the Counseling Center, and I know there are more in Fargo. So people who are interested, you know, get online, search in your community, and I would be surprised if you didn't find something nearby.
This has been Overdone from the NDSU Extension Service. Our theme music is Visions of Plenty by Ken Verheck.